Anyway, you can text me the first album you ever bought. What about you, E.T.?
First vinyl was a 45, Beatles, Day Tripper. We Can Work It Out on the B-side. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. First album, Jimi Hendrix's debut, Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced, was the first LP I ever bought.
Why?
Because I thought the guy was, well, the album, you mean?
Yeah, why that album? What was it?
Well, because he was literally exploding out of the music scene. And
right.
Of course, I was more plugged into the kind of with the British side, you know, with the British Invasion and the
yep.
Beatles and all those guys. And then, of course, Cream arrived, and then Hendrix arrived, and they were talking about this unbelievable black guy who played the guitar like nobody else. And I listened to it, and I went, I gotta buy that. I
yep.
gotta have that. That was amazing. And to this day, it probably had the most impact on me, other than, you know, the Cream stuff that I was listening to at the time.
Yeah.
But it just, that was the reason why. And of course, the cover, you know, he looked really, really unusual, and just the whole thing. And to remember this too, and you were talking about the Monkees.
Yep.
He opened for the Monkees.
Yep.
His first North American tour, he was the opening act for the Monkees.
Yep.
And of course, he was doing all the sensual stuff and licking the guitar and playing it with his teeth. And the Broner's going, James, can you tone it down a little bit there? The kids and the mothers are getting upset because they're waiting for the Monkees to come on.
Yep.
And here's Hendrix playing the guitar through his legs and everything else. So it was an amazing deal. I mean, he had impact on the industry probably like nobody else, and that's
yep.
that's the reason why.
Yeah, cool. And yeah. they got bounced. He got bounced from the tour after, I think, 3 dates.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And the one thing too that was weird, and I always thought was weird, and strange little things. They were the first band I ever saw on stage that played in their bare feet.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else noticed that. Hendrix generally, not all the time, but most times, him and Noel Redding, the bass player, were standing on stage with electrified instruments
yep.
in their bare feet. And I thought, well, this is a little unusual.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot these days.
Not a lot anymore. Of course,
yeah.
the shock value back then was really, really bad.
Yeah, shock value meant something different back then.
Something different. I mean, yeah. And guys used to get electrocuted on stage. That's happened before. But that was just part of his legacy. He was different. He did things differently and pioneered a lot of things that I thought was good.
All right. So your question this morning, as you're sitting listening to us this morning, first album you ever bought? And this one, I love this one. Dear Tim, my first album was Alvin and the Chipmunks. Rock on.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good one.
Okay. Let's get into this weekend for you. What's happening with Raceline this weekend, sir?
Why don't we run it down for you, Tim? The Racing Weekend Preview, of course, brought to you by our friends and partners at Ace Alignment, 64 North Street, St. Catharines. Ain't it fine to align at Ace Alignment. NASCAR Cup, only one of the big three in action this weekend. They do Richmond, Virginia, Sunday afternoon. The trucks featuring Niagara and Lake Stewart Friesen do Richmond tomorrow night, second race of their playoff. Formula One, their summer break continues. Next one, the Belgian Grand Prix on the 28th. IndyCars idle as well on the oval at Gateway St. Louis on the 20th. Local happenings tonight at Ransomville Speedway. Modern Disposal presents the John Soucy Memorial for the Street Stocks, highlighting their regular card. Merrittville Speedway tomorrow night. Niagara Trailers presenting their Bobcat of Hamilton Weekly Racing Series, plus its family autograph night. Now, tomorrow, going to take the 2022 Subaru WRX Special Events Cruiser to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Toronto, for the Canadian Superbikes. Then we're going over to Oshkosh Speedway Monday and Tuesday nights for the Sprint Car Nationals and NASCAR Canada. Coming up on the program, Raceline Radio, right here on Newstalk 610, CKTB. Replay tomorrow night at 6, Canadian Superbike points leader Ben Young. Monday night at 11 on our Females Are Fabulous Series, drag racer Yvonne Potter, plus FAF Motorsports team manager Steve Bordolotti, and the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. And Tim, running it down for you, that's the Racing Weekend Preview, brought to you by Ace Alignment.
So is this year turning out to be the kind of year that the local tracks needed to
yes.
recover?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. Because the COVID restrictions came off, you know,
yep.
and the crowds are back again at both Ransomville and Merrittville, and that's a good thing too. The only problem being is on the racing side, on the pit side, because it's been very hard this year because of the supply chain problem to get racing tires. I mean, our friends at Bicknell Racing Products and Erica over there, they
oh.
deal with the Hoosier tires, and it takes petroleum to build those. The supply chain, it's been very tough this year to get racing tires. There just isn't a whole lot of them around. Of course, the price of fuel has gone through the roof as well, not only at the pump for you and me, but also for the race cars as well, because racing fuel is very expensive, and it's gotten more expensive. So on the pit side, it's been a bit of a churn, but it's great to see those crowds back because, man, the last 2 years they didn't have any gate at all, really, and you still got to pay your property tax and all that kind of stuff and the utilities that you need. But, this was the season they needed, because and the weather has cooperated. It's been darn hard and dry, but we haven't had if any rainouts at all that I can think of. Maybe one Saturday, I think Merrittville got tuned with the weather, but no, but the weather has been really, really good, and the crowds are back, and that's been a good thing because they needed it badly.
Great stuff. Good to hear from you, my friend. We will chat soon.
Look forward to it next Friday. Stay cool, everybody.
Yeah.
See you at the racetrack.